USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Tropical Storm Harold is dumping heavy rain on South Texas after making landfall on Padre Island. Harold came ashore around 10 this morning, marking the first tropical storm to make landfall in the U.S. from the Atlantic this season. Over a million people in the area are under tropical storm warnings. The Gray Fire near Medical Lake Washington has destroyed at least 185 structures and burned 10,000 acres. Operations Section Chief Jesse Keene says steady progress on the southern end of the blaze is being made.
Around the Medical Lake communities, continuing to mop up and secure the perimeter, as well as working interior to assess and triage threats to structures and mitigate those threats.
More than 500 firefighters from across the state are battling those flames. Hawaii officials are warning the death toll in Lahaina could rise sharply in the coming days. The death toll grew by one Monday and now stands at 115. As of Monday night, all destroyed single-story homes have been searched for remains. The effort is now shifting to multi-story structures. It's believed anywhere from 700 to 850 people are still missing. Former Trump attorney John Eastman is out on bond after surrendering to police as part of the 2020 election interference case in Georgia. Eastman responded to reporters' questions outside the jailhouse.
Do you still think the election was stolen?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Still.
No question in my mind.
Eastman is one of former President Trump's 18 co-defendants facing criminal charges. Trump is expected to be booked in the same Fulton County jail on Thursday. A pair of GOP presidential hopefuls plan to file suit after being excluded from Wednesday's televised candidates debate. Conservative radio host Larry Elder claims he met all the requirements set by the RNC to qualify for the debate in Milwaukee, but was told he was ineligible. Businessman Perry Johnson also says he met every requirement, but was denied. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy will stand center stage during Wednesday night's presidential debate in Milwaukee. While DeSantis is considered to be the strongest candidate to challenge the party's frontrunner, Donald Trump, recent polls have shown Ramaswamy edging closer to DeSantis for the number two spot. A Chicago woman is being charged for threats she made against former President Trump's youngest son, Barron. 41-year-old Tracy Marie Fiorenza was charged in Florida after she allegedly emailed the headmaster of a Palm Beach school that she will shoot Donald Trump Sr. and Barron Trump. Her charge holds a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison. Economists say a government shutdown is likely to happen later this year.
Goldman Sachs released a report that says all of the ingredients for a shutdown are present, including a thin House majority, a dispute on spending levels, and potential complications from various political issues. The report points to debate over aid for Ukraine and funding for border security as prime examples. I'm Dave Collins.
Officials are warning people who sustained damage due to Tropical Storm Hillary to look out for scam artists. One of the most common scams is a phone call from somebody pretending to be a government official attempting to take a tally of those affected by the storm. They'll ask for sensitive personal information that they can sell on the dark web. And alcohol is becoming less common for young adults to partake in and more likely for older adults to drink. That's according to a new Gallup survey. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O Rewards points. Limits apply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.